the blood work, scene one, take two.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the channel. So I recently got my blood work done through a free biometric screening through work, and I asked them if there was any way I could get more blood work done, and they said, yeah, you can pay an extra $80 and get like the ultimate blood work done. So, as Rush Limbaugh would say, as I have here in my previously nicotine-stained fingers, just kidding, I've never smoked a day in my life. I'm torn, because I'm gonna put all the information on either side of me here as I read through it. There's nine front and back pages, and nobody cares about my EGFR, my African descent. Is this my genealogy test? 89. Anyway, I don't think people care. My bun create ratio, 13%. I mean, so anyway, I think what I'm going to do is just skip straight to the lipid panel, and then if people have questions, they can ask, hey, what was your blah, blah, blah? Because the reason why I want to skip to the lipid panel is that's really what. So let me back it up. In 2021, I turned 50. In 2021, I got full blood work done by my doctor. And here are, I didn't bring his comments, but I remember them. And they basically said, blood work looks great, no concerns. His cholesterol is a little high, probably because he's a new dad and a teacher. So there you have it. So here, after being on carnivore for almost 365 days. I have this saved as one of my Google questions. Let me just real quick. So 338 days since June 4th, minus 4, 334 days. Now, I actually started the last 2 weeks of May in 2023. Then I took a two-week break because we went on a two-week road trip. But as soon as we got back, I started carnivore again on June 4th. So that's really the date I go back to. I took 4 days off for Thanksgiving. Probably won't do that again. And yeah, if you are wondering like what my results were, there's other videos I've posted about that. But this is day 334. Technically 338, but I took 4 days off. So 338 days on carnivore. I was having a conversation with some of my colleagues who are science teachers. One of them's a runner, and they love looking at all this. So they've gone over all of my numbers with me, and they were shocked. They really thought my cholesterol was going to be through the roof. So before we get into 2024, let's go back to my lipid panel in 2021. So my lab tests, I do have his comments. Initial labs looking okay. Waiting on COVID antibody, Dr. R. Labs look okay other than slightly elevated cholesterol. May have something to do with being a dad / teacher, question marks. Otherwise, things look fine. COVID antibody negative. All right, so here we go. 2021, this is no carnivore, standard American diet. Ate fairly healthy fruits, vegetables, but also a lot of chocolate. Love chocolate, ice cream, peanut butter, and graham crackers. So good. All right, so here we go. Triglycerides, and then again, this is in 2021. The value was 108. The borderline high is 150 to 199. My cholesterol was the normal range It was 189, so it was below 200. Flip it to page. My HDL was 33. My LDL was 134. And so that's borderline high. It's 130 to 159 is borderline high. That was 134. My non-HDL was 156. So that was borderline high. So that's 2021 lipid panel. So I've got 9 pages here, and they save the best for last. So if I just turn one page over, here are my results from the back. So this is just my lipid panels, and they call it a Kim spec. So my iron was 84. My cholesterol, this is 2024 now, having been on the carnivore diet for almost a year. My cholesterol was 173, and the reference range is 200. So my cholesterol actually went down on the carnivore diet from the standard American diet. My HDL was 31. My cholesterol HDL ratio was 5.5. My LDL calculation was 114, and that's a little high, as 100 is the reference. Non-HDL cholesterol was 142, which is also high, with the reference being 130. My triglycerides are 137, reference range being 150. And my VLDL, I have no idea what that is, was 27, and that falls between 7 and 32. And if I flip, my TSH was 7.3, which is a little high. Actually, it's a little more high than whatever my TSH. What is my TSH? Thyroid stimulating hormone. So my TSH is 7.305. The reference is 0.358 to 3.740. And I may post a PDF of all of my numbers, but I had some friends look this over. I'm trying to see, there's nothing on the first page that's high. I mean, yeah. Everything looks great. All within ranges. Oh yeah, let's see, where is my glucose? My glucose level was 112, which is high. I got blood work done. I fasted the night before, 12 hours before. My glucose levels were 112. The reference range is 60 to 99. And my bun, not those buns, was 15, and that's normal, 5 milligrams or 5 mg DLs to 28. So 15, so it was right in the middle. But my glucose level, I've heard that also can be because, like, if you work out the day before or something like that. And I'd had no sugar leading up to having my blood drawn. And we did walk about 3 or 4 miles that night with our dog and daughter. So that could be why my glucose levels were up. So those are my numbers. Those are the ones that everybody wants to know about anyway, like your cholesterol and if it's going to be off the charts, which with a lot of carnivores, their cholesterol is off the charts and it's okay to have high cholesterol. Your body's pretty much made up of cholesterol. Your brain needs it. Your cells need it. So there you go. Those are my numbers. I was shocked that my numbers weren't higher. So, yeah. There we go. Thanks for watching. Hope you enjoyed it. See y'all in the next one.
The blood work, scene 1, take 2.